So I have a suggestion. Again, we're going to dive into some of this stuff in a little bit of time. I do think that in order for us to have a successful harbor plan, we need to kind of package this up a little bit and come forward with at least a little bit of a review of the current policy to decide, you know, hey, we would, you know, as a harbor plan, we support the policy, or we support it with these recommended changes, or whatever the conversation ends up being. So we are going to have that conversation next week.
Yeah.
Before we lose time, I want to hit a couple other things. One is, just make sure everybody knows that it's interesting to think about the revenue that's created from the cruise ship fees, so how it breaks out into the harbor budget. So it's about 12% of the harbor budget, and of that, approximately 70% of that goes to infrastructure, or what we'll call port development funds. And the other 30% goes back into the general harbor budget, right?
Correct.
So out of the $87,000 or $63,000 or the projected $64,000, 70% of that goes into the infrastructure fund that we've talked about over the course of these several meetings. And again, I'm not the expert, but what Matt has told me is the total expenses for all 4 years that we have up here for cruise ships is $3,400. Because, and I'm sure there's more to it than that, which is why I think we need to start to think, when you think about developing that tool, what are the true costs? You know, is it a true cost if the harbor master is already working the day that he has to be here to also administer a cruise ship? And is it taking away from other duties that the harbor master might have to do?
I would argue that it's actually an opportunity cost that once he's basically assigned to cruise ship work, he's not available to the city.
I actually had that same question, and it seems like there may be some of that. So it's, again, that's the opportunity cost that might go into this discussion that we sort of flesh out a little bit. But I just wanted people to get a sense of, you know, here's the fee that you charge. This is really how it kind of breaks down based on the budget. And there's obviously, you know, a few things that I'm understanding about municipal finance through this whole process. There's a few nuances in terms of how things get tracked, but generally that's a good summary of how it breaks down. Next week, I think it's important for everybody to read the current harbor policy. So I'm going to forward this around, or I'll send it to Callie, and Callie will send it to everybody. But the current cruise ship policy is this long statement right here. I'm not going to read it tonight, but I think it's important for everybody to read, because I want to use it as the basis of one of the basis points for our discussion. I can try to get some of the additional data that we talked about tonight, sort of the brainstorming stuff that we talked about. And I think it would be helpful to kind of come to that meeting thinking about this particular policy, some of these other areas. I added the benefits part to capture your comment. Just in terms of the cost and the true costs and benefits, kind of. And I'd like to flesh that out just a little bit more. But I've been really struggling with this whole conversation, because it's a passionate conversation. We're not going to solve the world's cruise ship questions here. So we need to kind of frame what it is that we can get out of this. You know, how can we make recommendations to the city council for this particular thing? What can we do? And there's a lot of things that we just can't, we're not going to solve in this conversation. I think it's really important. But what are the principles that we should be putting out there, so that when people are digging into these issues a little bit more than we will, you know, they have some recommendations to kind of follow? That's the way I'm stewing on the conversation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I also want to just try to agree on a couple other things, because I think it'll help set the stage. So first and foremost, over the past, I don't know, month or two, we've been talking a lot about the importance of having a mixed use nature along the waterfront. And so and waterfront activities, so the diversity of waterfront activities. So I just want to make sure we can all agree that that's something that we're going to be thinking about. Yes, mixed use nature of the waterfront, very important. Can we all also agree that we want to ensure that there's some diversity in the harbor, so that no one particular activity dominates the waterfront and the harbor itself? That's a good thing we can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, can we agree that that we've talked about marine tourism as one aspect of that diversity of use in Rockland. We just talked about it tonight as being one element of that. Good.
And just for clarification, marine tourism includes leisure,
yep,
craft, privately owned, and kayaking and
yep,
everything.
Anything that I'd say comes from the water.
Okay.
Or any kind of tourism. And tourism on the waterfront is also an important
tourism
part.
Tourism and leisure.
Yep.
Covers both what John's saying,
yep,
as well as what.
But not the cruise ships.
I think that's up to you guys, but
too.
I would say cruise ships.
I would imagine that the people aboard the ships would describe themselves as tourists.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with that, but that's not
or
up to
gamblers
me.
Or just, whatever.
Are you sort of winding this up? Because there's one other thing I just want to, in the existing comprehensive plan, there's talk of a cruise ship terminal and Class A port status.
Yep.
And those are two things that you need to decide on.
Yep. I think we can add that to our list of discussions. We've actually already talked about adding to the discussion the possibility of that, the Class A.
Can you briefly describe what that is? Because I don't.
Class A port status means we become a customs port. So, I mean, Harbor Master would be better at this, but we would actually have a customs office in town.
Again.
And Rockland's looked at it over the last few years. It's complicated. It's, it takes
expensive.
Up harbor space. It's expensive. And it allows boats that are coming in from overseas to come here as a first port. And in the past, Rockland has decided that it's not worth being a class, not going through the effort and the cost of becoming a Class A port. And it's in there. I mean, it's in the old comprehensive plan that we,
so
they
Sam,
should still.
You're saying that we ought to address that here in terms
it
of.
It should be part of the comprehensive
of the
plan about whether the city should pursue being a Class A port or not.
Harbor management the, plan.
Yeah.
Right. Underlying that is the old one. Issue of whether we want to encourage large cruise ships to come in.
Because it's well. It would include transient yachts. It would include other boats as well.
Any other commercial vessels.
But yeah. I mean, the benefit would be mainly for the cruise ships coming from the Mediterranean.
I guess you could probably argue many different ways on that.
Yeah. So I think your point was let's add it to the discussion.
Yeah.
And then we need to think about the pros and cons of that or what that means. But what I'm hearing is it doesn't necessarily have to. It's not like 100% related to cruise ships. There's other reasons potentially to be a Class A.
Or not.
I have zero.
And it's a longer conversation than we have time for tonight.
I just want to put that out there.
Yep.
Right.
No, that's good.
I mean, as we attract privately owned, very large, one owner yachts that could be coming from away.
Which is actually happening up and down the coast.
Right.
Yes.
And next year we'll have a corporately owned yacht carrying maybe 30 people.
Right, but they can't come here first.
But they can't come here first.
Right.
They have to come up the coast or down the coast.
Yeah.
Yep. So it also, this is sort of a great question about leading into my next agreement, is that we, in our, as we're balancing out our discussion about intensity and different types of uses, we want to continue to think about capacities. And we've talked about that a few times. All right.
Capacities of what?
Of facilities, of, again, trying to narrow the scope here.
I mean, do
Harbor
we have
Health
toilets
is also an issue.
And all that stuff.
What was that?
Do we have enough toilets? Do we have enough?
Yeah, things like that. Yep. So also, we've talked about this a few times, but can everyone agree that in order to provide some of the things and the core functions that we've discussed and the capacities that we've discussed, the city needs to invest in facilities and infrastructure? So those are things that we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Okay. And does everybody agree that the city needs revenue to support the infrastructure and facilities investments that we're going to?
Yes.
I will say that even though we're very heavily reliant on grants, a lot of grants that we are going to be looking at to do some of the things that we've already talked about as part of this plan require, in order to be competitive, usually it's a one-to-one match. So having the resources there is important in order to be successful for those grants. They're very competitive, and they do require a match.
And we've talked about that. I mean,
yep.
We really.
Yep. So these are all things that we've already talked about and already agreed on that I think And the reason I'm bringing them up is because I think they're informative for the discussion points that we just outlined for next time. So there's already some kind of common background in terms of the type of things that we're already promoting and talking about for Rockland Harbor.
I do want to say something. I don't think I should have said what I said to you, or maybe in the tone of voice that I said it to you.
Oh, my feelings weren't hurt. I've known you a long time.
Yeah, so my best times are not. Here's my point, though. You raise a question about the relationship between the cruise ship line owners and what appears to be happening in Bar Harbor, where they're buying up and investing in real estate in the community they visit. And I said, oh, well, you know, that's... And I sort of did this to that kind of question. I suppose we really ought to ask ourselves whether that's an issue that we want to address, and even if there are any tools that can be used, legitimate municipal tools or regulations. Because I'd hate people to like reject, draw support from, not support, complain about this committee's work and its ultimate work because we didn't look at something that was important to them. And if that was important, if we think that's an important thing, we may have to add it in and discuss it at least so that we can say, yes, we looked at that issue. Because you just explained how it's happening up the road in Bar Harbor that cruise lines are buying real estate.
There's a company called Cruise International. I think they're out of Fort Lauderdale. They buy a lot of real estate.
But I understand, I mean, it's the old mill owner, the company town approach to capitalism. Yep. I understand that. I don't know what we can do about it, but because I don't know doesn't mean there isn't something. But
if you limit their numbers, then they're not interested in the investment.
Okay. Well, they're also a subsidiary of one of the big Norwegian cruise lines.
What I'm saying is if you think we need to have that discussion, then we need to have that discussion. Mm. And I'm in not my position to cut it off. Yeah.
I would maybe suggest that we, not trying to punt things too far down the road here, but if it's helpful, I think, for this process to, if we're not going to solve all the issues, I said this at the beginning, there may be some things that we come up with that we just don't have the study for or the information on. Great. And a recommendation could be to get that information, and in the future, the city needs to do a study to get the city this in order to be more fully informed. So that kind of thing might come under the true cost conversation.
So do you think then that we ought to be asking, we ought to be recommending that at least that situation be looked at?
I would put that into the conversation next week.
Yeah. So let's think about that.
Let me just make an off-the-wall comment, which is related to that. We don't have any large franchise stores in Rockland. We don't have a Gap. We don't have any of those kinds of stores, which come into downtowns like in Freeport and drive out regular stores. Blaming cruise ships for this gets to your point about capitalism. If there's a market there, any of those big companies will come in there. And we don't have a market that's big enough for a Gap. We don't have a market for a Banana Republic or for, you know, any of those big franchise or wholly owned subsidiary stores. I don't think we're in a position where we have to worry about cruise ship stores here either. But if you read what's happening in Freeport, some of those stores are pulling out. And right now they're being filled. They're trying to figure out how to fill those same spaces with mom and pop gift stores. I think it's a bigger conversation than just cruise ships are going to move in and take over the town is what they've done in Camden. And this gets to, we're not really involved in this discussion, but in Camden, they've said you can't have any franchise stores in downtown Camden. We don't have that in Rockland.
There's no franchise stores in Bar Harbor either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, I guess, again, not that I think these are, I have a tendency to want to dive into these conversations as well because they're really interesting. Economics on a larger perspective and national trends in terms of retail and all that good stuff. But, you know, what I really, we could talk for the rest of the year about this particular
issue.
Aren't
we going to?
No.
Oh.
We are going to be done with this conversation by the end of October. So what I really want to do is set the stage. We need to dive into it a little bit and then recognize that we're not going to solve all the issues related to this topic. But what can we do and what can we recommend in the next couple weeks as part of our plan? And then we can get back to
and
it.
Because
again,
if this issue really is one of what I call the pitchforks and torches issues that drew people to this auditorium a year or so ago and essentially led to this council creating this, we'd be idiots not to touch on it.
We have to touch on it, yes.
And
you can't avoid
my
it.
Opinion notwithstanding about that, it doesn't matter what a hill of beans what I think. But if we feel that we ought to touch on this, then we ought to touch on this and we ought to do as good a job as we can with it, even if it's only recommending that this issue be looked at
right.
by somebody else. I'm kicking the can down the road, but we can't ignore it if you right. if you feel
right.
it's what brought this committee into being, one of those kind of very...
Well, we also need a harbor management plan
yeah.
that's already overdue, so there's a lot yeah. to be covered,
yeah.
and we can't just pick one topic and spend the entire time talking about that.
But if it is a topic that was germane to why this outfit was put together, we at least have to touch on it.
I think we've built the time in to give it the attention it
yeah.
needs in this
okay.
process. And I guess what I would also remind everybody is that what I observe about Rockland is that it's a community with a variety of different opinions and goals and needs. And you guys are here to represent the full variety. So you're as we're coming together as part of this, we have to kind of combine a variety of different perspectives into one written comment. So we're trying to bring all the perspectives together and come out with some consensus plan. That's what we need to do. So everybody needs to bring their viewpoints of view, but also recognize that you're here to also represent other points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to... You know, that's, and I hate to bring, I don't want to, I think we've, that's why I saved this conversation to the, toward the end, because we've worked well together and come to some, I think we've had a really good meetings over the past several months and we can.
You can say a year now.
Yeah, a year now. Yeah, it's been over a year now, hasn't it? So, you know, we did a lot of work to get to this point so we could have this emotional discussion, but keeping the perspective that we need to keep as a committee of people that are representing an entire diverse set of viewpoints. That's
I think we do want to avoid thinking that capitalism is the be all and the end all, and that will solve all the problems. Because I mean, there are things that have happened in the corporate environment where actually they don't work in the best interests of everybody.
Yep.
There's something called corporate social responsibility.
Yeah,
there's
I know.
Something.
I do realize
there are other
that.
Things that are softer
when I,
that
when
we
I
have
use
to
that
take.
Phrase,
I'm still talking.
You are, but you're going over material that's just not part of what our work is.
Well, it is. You were the one who brought it up. You were the one who brought it up, saying capitalism was going
to
take care of it.
On repeating it is going
to
drive us yep. crackers.
I don't Sorry. Think we need to dwell on that anymore. But
I have something I want to dwell on at some
right.
point.
Callie, what's the last word by Callie?
We skipped over what David brought up very briefly was the environmental pollution
yep.
caused by cruise ships, the environmental damages, and I think we have to put that into
yes.
the cost.
Sure.
To
yep.
the community and to the broader world. And
that's what I mean,
I think it's
by costs.
Very,
yep.
very important that we don't forget
yep.
those things when we talk about it. And I
yep.
don't know where you want to fit it in.
So
fit
I'll just, I mean, this may be off track, so I guess I'd like everybody to kind of think about this between now and next week when we're going to meet. Is that the way I envision that part of the conversation going is that we're going to make a list of things that we, just like we did for the regulatory side, here are the principles that we think should be included in the cost of cruise ships. And it could be the cost to the municipality might be specific. You could really hone in on what the environmental costs are to the city itself, or you could make it a broader, you know, this is the cost to the city, you know, environmental cost. Because I think the one is easier than the other. And so we may be able to come up with a very good, clear message about, you know, here's the true cost of the municipality, and then do our best, but kick the can down the road on the full cost.
Right.
You know, and again, I'm spitballing on that one, but that's how I would like to start to think about it. And then we can see how it goes from there. Does that work?
Yes.
All right, go team.
So, before we end, I've been rude again to another committee member. I warned you back last August, and you made me chairman of this committee, that you might live to regret it. And I apologize for any evidence that you might be right in that. So I do apologize.
I appreciate that. And as I've said to folks who are not aware of this, all of us are aware that probably tomorrow morning we're going to run into each other at ABC or at Park City, and at least three people on this committee have children who graduated high school together.
Yep.
You know, it's a long history. And so, this, in my opinion, when people express strongly and passionately differences of opinion, it's done with love.
Yes, but I shouldn't be rude.
I won't say it's done with love, but I'll say perhaps mutual respect.
Yes. Everybody,
thank you.
What I appreciate about you guys is I think everybody who came to the table and has spent the over a year with listening to me jabber on about certain things is obviously you have a commitment to the best that you can get for the city of Rockland. And that, I think, shows in some of the discussions. And again, why we worked so hard up until this point is so that we can have that balanced and civil discussion about a passion issue. And it's really interesting to observe, and hopefully we'll facilitate our way through it. But I think it's important to start with a set of common understanding. We've agreed to a lot of different things, and I think we have a good outline for what we want to try to accomplish over the next meeting or two. So, again, go team. See you next week.